Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at ppclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
I'm at the halfway point in this Psalm 23 passage, and it's a great and pivotal point that shows us the realization of who we are and who our God is. So we're at verse 4 in Psalm chapter 23, and this verse 4, the first part of it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." The question to ask is, who is he? In verse 4, he's our protector. The question to ask is, who are we? In verse 4, it shows up that we are his precious possession. We're his precious possession. It says this in the New Living. Verse 4 in the New Living says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close to beside me." And I'll stop there, because the next part is next week. I wanted to give you a tease. It's going to be so good. I'm loving this. I want us to recognize today, have a recognition of shadows. Shadows, shadows, shadows. Shadows are intriguing. Shadows are interesting. Shadows may terrorize us, but shadows cannot harm us. Have you ever seen a dog chase its shadow? It's absolutely hysterical. Let me see if that video can be shown now. No one has that video? Okay, I had a video of a dog chasing its shadow. It was absolutely worth seeing. You see, the shadow of a dog cannot bite. The shadow of even a sword cannot kill you. The shadow of a lion cannot devour you, but all of these shadows can scare you. But only what is reality should have any real impact on us. However, many times we fall apart with what is not reality, what is absolutely harmless, because our heart loses strength. Our heart loses hope very quickly. Can I just remind us, only what is reality should level us, not shadows. Now, shadows are made up of two things. First, of substance, and the second part is light. Shadows is made up of substance and light. A shadow is created when there is a ray of light, but that light is unable to pass through the substance, the thing or the person, so instead it creates an illusion. See, the light shining on the substance will cast a shadow. Even as I'm preaching, I can see my shadow. It's the light shining on me that casts a ray that says, I can't go through you to shine through you, so I'm going to create an illusion. But many of us fall apart in the illusion. And what lies around us is just a reflection of what is, but not really what is happening. That's why when a dog chases its shadow, it's so hysterical, because you're looking at it going, it can't do anything to you. It's just you. It's you. I want you to carry this message today, because many times we get crippled in our spirit by the shadows that we're going through, which is not really a reality. Recognize when there's a shadow that you can breathe a sigh of relief and say, okay, this isn't real. This is just making me afraid, but it's not real. Because here's what happens, friends. This is when we should actually say, thank you, Master, because you are with me. You're showing me that even though this could be a reality, it isn't. So God, give me strength, give me faith, give me hope, give me peace of mind to come through this, because it's not real. It's just trying to make me feel that it is real. Important to understand shadows, because see, when we talk about Psalm 23, especially this verse, a lot of people fall apart because the first thing they see is death. And we're going to get to that in a moment. See, shadows reminds us that we can keep on walking. It's not over. When you go through dark times in your life, it's saying, keep on walking. Keep on walking. You know what's beautiful? When you're walking, the shadow will take different shapes, but it still can't do anything. It can change its context. It can change its look. It can change its size, but it still can't do anything because it's just a shadow. Say to somebody, it's just a shadow. See, God is our light. God is forever light. And he says to us in Psalm 27, verse 1 to 3, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? Even when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even when I'm attacked, I will remain confident. David declares in three Psalms later that, listen, when the shadows come, I need to still remember that God is still my light and my salvation, and he will protect me because he is my protector and I am his precious possession. Even in death, death is a shadow. For death is neither the goal nor the end of life. Death is merely a passage, a tunnel through which we must all go. Heaven is the destination for all the godly, and hell is the determination of the ungodly. Let me just fix those words so you stay with me. Heaven is the destination for the godly. Hell is the determination of the ungodly. Those who end up in hell determine they're going there because they reject what God has purposed over their life, which is to go into heaven. But life is just a passage, a journey towards the end. And the end is that we will spend our life with the great shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we are walking in relationship with the Lord, everything else in life is a shadow because God is with us. Oh, I love that, folks. I love that today. Everything else is a shadow. Even death is a shadow. Hebrews 9 says, how much more when will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? What is Hebrews saying? Hebrews is telling us in Hebrews 9 that there are acts that lead to death. But those acts are of the ungodly. Because when your acts are unto God, it leads to life. So even when death comes, death is just a shadow of things yet to come. The problem is, as Christians, many people so fear death that they live in the shadows of life. They live in the fear of life rather than live in the promise of life. Are you tracking with me? There are many people, and we're going to pray about that at the end of the service, that are so afraid of death that they're afraid to do anything. They're afraid to live because they're afraid they could die. Death will come to all people unless you're a robot. And even that will die because the battery will die or something will die in it at some point. We should not be living in a constant fear of death. We should recognize that one day we will all face death, but when we are even facing death, it is still a shadow of things yet to come, because death only leads us to eternal life. There's a generation that are growing up, and they're terrified, petrified of death. Now, murder is an evil. Murder is a sin. Murder is against God's commandment. Even taking your own life is against God's commandment, because life is given by God and can only be taken back when he says breath is ended. But in this time and season that we live, we are the substance, and the shadow is just what follows us and what trails us, or what kind of sometimes look like it's before us, but it's not real. My life is hidden in Christ, in God. Therefore, I shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor what stalks in the day. 1,000 may fall on the right side and 10,000 on the other side, but my God is with me. So the psalmist in Psalm 23 says, so even though, meaning, what does even though means? Even though, it's going to happen, it's real, yeah, you're feeling the shadows, but when you see the shadow, there's still hope. Remember I said the lion has the potential to devour, but its shadow is harmless. But do you know if you're a small animal and you see the shadow of a lion coming, what are you going to do? You're going to get out of there. The shadow can scare you, but the shadow can't kill you. Are you hearing me? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then we need to trust his light to shine through and to remove the fear of shadows. So David compares God to a shepherd in order to draw a mental picture that reflects God's great love for us. This entire part of Psalm 23, verse 4, is for us to have a mental image of God's love for us. That we would recognize that we have a heavenly companion no matter what is going on in life. So David, in this passage, in verse 1 to 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me by still waters, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You heard that last week. Now he comes to, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So what happens here in verse 4, why I said it's a pivotal? Something changes in David's context. David, before, was talking about I and he, third person, I and he. Very personal about himself, very impersonal to God, the master, the shepherd. But at this halfway point, something terrorized him, and he felt the terror of hell hurling at him. And David changes his tense, and he begins to address the Almighty with the authority that Almighty sustains and holds and lives in and dwells in, abides in, and is, God is. Remember my first message, the Lord is. So David changes his tense from he to, for you are with me. Do you see what he's saying now? Not he, wait, sometimes when you say, he is with me, it's so distant. But when I say, you are with me, it's very specific. So he changes it to the Almighty, sovereign, omnipotent, glorious, majestic, protective God who is with him, who is still with us. And he says, for you are with me. And he begins to address God, not impersonally. See, many people today see God very impersonally until they encounter the valleys in life. And when the alarming shadows hit them is when they'll run back and say, oh, God, help me. Oh, God is the big guy. God is the other guy. God is the... And then when all hell breaks loose, okay, God. See, when we have no problems, when we're on the mountain, we address God very impersonally. But when we hit the valleys of life, oh, but down in the valley, you got to get closer to God. So David felt that same thing, and he turns the tense around, and he begins to speak to God in a language that we should understand. Why? Because see, in the valley, the shadows are worse. When you're walking, when you're on the mountaintops, right? You're seeing clearly forever. You could see right over to the seas. It's just amazing in the mountaintop. But in the valley, even the shortest tree looks like an animal. And the tallest tree looks like it's going to kill you. In fact, sometimes in the valley, if it's dark or late in the evening, the trees begin to look like demons. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in the valley, things begin to change their context. They begin to change how they look, and they become fearful. So David, he's now in the valley part of his life, and he says, oh God, even though I have no choice because of what's going on, I've got to be walking in this valley. Oh God, I feel the fear all around me. My enemies are against me. Life has given me a hard blow, but God, even though I'm walking through this valley, he says what? It's not just the valley. It's the valley of the shadow of death. He didn't say it was the valley of death. He said it's the valley of the shadow of death. We need to know the difference between what can kill us and what's sent to build us. That's what will make a difference. Valleys are reminders that we cannot always live life on the mountaintop, but there are times there will be highs and lows. Highs and lows are normal. Do you know what happens if you live only on the mountaintop? Do you know what would happen if you only live up in the mountain? You live with headaches. Do you know the mountain air can sometimes give you the altitude can give you a different type of I don't even remember the exact word, but it changes something in you. Anybody live up in the mountain? You got to be a special type to live up there in the mountain. That's why even those who climb like Mount Everest and those, you see the things they have to do to stay. Mountain air is very different. It's very enriching and elevating, but it's not good for you to sustain that all the time. You got to come down from the valley. In fact, if you live up in the mountain, I can tell you there's no food up there. You better come down where the grass is green and where there's something growing. But many of us, we just want to live life on the mountaintop. All my life, God, I want to just be on the mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain. Even if you're a skier, you can't ski at the top of the mountain and get a ski come down. Means you're going to tumble at some point. But that's life. So valleys remind us that life has normalities. Valleys are real. Our missionary was sharing with us, do you know how much valleys they went through during the pandemic? Just think of all the things that we cried about and multiplied 100 times for them. And still so, I'm hearing that from all of our missionaries. But it doesn't say that God is going to airlift us out of the valley of shadows. He says this, I'm going to walk with you. This week, I received an email from the Citrellos in Uruguay. I'll read just couple of lines of it. Please pray for us. Since we reopened the rehab center, the warlocks have been working against us with everything. It is a war without stopping. Uruguay is a country that is practically exposed to witchcraft. Percentage of Christianity is mediocre. And we are being attacked from everywhere. We work with boys who are drug addicts, homosexuals, hitmen, drug dealers, murderers. We ask you to pray that God will give us strength and wisdom to guide the people. And God will give us the economic means to continue. So I read that from the Citrellos this week. I realize I'm writing this message. They're not saying, take us out of Uruguay and bring us back to Canada where we can live life like everybody else, plant our gardens and sit in our backyards and sip, lemonade and whatever a spice you put in it. They're saying, pray for us that though the hitmen and the warlocks are trying to take over our ministry, that God would protect us in this. You see, there are many times when we have trouble and we just want God to airlift us out of the trouble. David says in Psalm 23 that if we don't walk through some of those troubles, we won't know the power and the love of God. We won't know the might and the strength of God. We won't prove our God holy. So David declares, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow. What's he saying? Did he say I'm stopping in it? Some of you have stopped in the valley of the shadow. Get up and get going. That's the most love I can give you today. Get up and get going. Even though I walk, where do I walk? Through. You got to get through it sometime. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of what? death. It's a shadow of death. I will do what? I will fear no evil. What is destroying our nation? Fear, 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 fear. Fear is a crippling thing. David is saying, keep walking. It's just shadows. We were in the Congo on a mission trip, and Congo is quite a place. We were in one of these areas in Lubumbashi that's indescribable, absolutely lawless. But it's also controlled by mediums. And so we had a lot of attacks against our ministry. And one of the times we had such an intense attack, and if I describe this to you folks, you're going to fall apart, so I'll just try to skip over the reality of it. It just got so bad that we were four pastors, and Mother Merle was with me at that time also, and we were in this room, and I mean, the attack was so intense against us. And one of I have to share what it is or you won't get the story. We were in this guest house we were staying at, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere came, have you guys ever been to tropics where they have roaches, but roaches are not roaches, those are mother houses? You ever seen those ones that like they come like, you know, they could carry you? All of a sudden, the room filled up, we don't even know where they came from, just filled up with them. And one of the pastors that was with me jumped on the bed. I ran in the bed. Look, I'm a pastor. I never said I was a roach killer. I was out of there. The other pastor jumped up on the bed and started to scream till neighbors could hear. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, take control. So I walk back, and you could see them all there, and they're facing, like literally facing down the person, like human beings. And so I said, Pastor so-and-so, I said, we got to get a hold of this. I said, what spirit is gripping us right now? She goes, it's fear, 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 fear. I know it's fear, and I'm going to stand right on this bed in fear. There are times it's so real, the fear overwhelms. But when we identify what that is, then we can see the shadow instead of making it real. Death even is a passageway. You know what 1 Corinthians 15 says? It says, when our dying bodies have been transformed into the bodies that will never die, the scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. What David is saying in this is people fear death because they don't know the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and His promise of eternal life. But when you are dependent on the Lord, when the light of the Lord is in your life, when the glory of the Lord is upon you, when the Spirit of God is resting upon you, when the favor of God is in your life, when you're walking even in the valley and there's shadows all in your life, and you know that God is there with you, you keep on walking, you keep on praising, you keep on singing, you keep on trusting. Is the shadow following me? Yes, it is. Can it destroy me? Not when my God is walking with me in this valley that's filled with shadows. Why can't I only have mountaintop? Because mountaintops, you can't even see sometimes the predator. They can hide behind rocks. They can hide in unsuspecting places. But in the valley, it's where you grow and you develop. It's where the sheep learn to depend on the shepherd. See, in the valley, the sheep knows that in those tall grass that's so beautiful, there can be lurking animals, but the shepherd is right here with me. The shepherd does not leave me in the valley. In the valley, it'll be fertile. You'll see that it will be freer of those type of predators because the protector stays with you in the valley. Listen, the more we go through trouble, the greater the strength of the Lord in us. The more we go through trouble, our source of strength and courage is from the Lord. That's why it says in Isaiah, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, what? For I'm your God. What will I do? I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For the Lord, my shepherd, is with me." That's the message today, folks. Psalm 23, many of you have heard it at funerals. So you shut it off for a funeral passage. It's not a funeral passage. The person's already gone home or gone. It's a passage of hope to tell you that even though this person is gone, if they know the Lord Jesus Christ, that it's still a shadow because they will come back in eternity. It's to remind you that if you live your life fearing death, you let death conquer you. But if you live your life fearing God, you will walk through everything saying, "But God is with me." Even though, would you flip that to the, go right back to the first slide, or maybe I have it at the end. Yea, even though, here, just go right to the end there. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Even if people try to kill you, to persecute you, to steal from you, to backbite you, to suppress you, to make you feel like nothing. That's all a shadow of who you are because your God is with you. Would you read this with me this morning? But wait, you see, sometimes I ask people to read things online. Online, let me speak to you. When I ask you to read it, I don't want you to go, "You know, I want to write on the shadow of that." Just so frustrating, flippant. Put the emphasis where the emphasis should go. Let me read it for you so you'll hear. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You see, when you read it in the context that David wrote it, Hell can come around you, but it can't destroy you. Would you read it for me now? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Oh, that was a good warm-up. But I want the devil to hear you say it into your spirit. Online, I can't hear you, but you better be saying it right. Don't make me come to your house. And I'm known to do that. Well, no, please don't all invite me. Pastor said she'll come. No, please leave me alone. Give me a moment. Would you say it? So your spirit receives what David was saying. David was saying, there's fear in the valleys and there's fear of death. But when you know how much God loves you and how much God has made a provision for you and how much he's your protector and how much you are his prized possession, when you declare this in your situation, you should say it so the devil fears you. Let's go. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, because his spirit lives within me, I can walk in peace. See, fear and peace are opposites. Peace overrules fear, or you can allow fear to overrule your peace. But when you recognize that God is with you, everything else changes because you allow the shadows to not overwhelm you. This morning, I want to start with those who have not yet acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The song says, His Spirit lives within us. His Spirit only lives within us when we've acknowledged Him as Lord and Savior. To those online, those in-house, if you've not made that decision, you can do so today. Those online, we have a chat line right now. You can go in that chat line. prayer@ppclife.ca. You can email us. We'll reach back out to you. In-house, if you've not acknowledged the Lord as your Savior, we want to pray for you at the end of this service. We'll pray specifically for you. While we're just standing, is there anyone who would just say, Pastor Marie, I need, His Spirit's not living in me because I did not acknowledge Him as my Savior, but I want to do so today. If that's you, wherever you are, just raise a hand, let me see, and I'm going to pray for you after the service. Is there anyone? I'm looking out. Precious Lord. Online, this is a good time for you to get in the chat. For His Spirit can only live in us when we make the conscious decision. Jesus Christ, You're my Lord and Savior. I accept You as my God and my King. I ask You to come into my life. I confess that I know You died and You rose again. You died for me. You love me. And You've been keeping me and guiding me and protecting me. But now I'm accepting You so that Your Spirit will live in me. That is the prayer you will pray. And online I encourage you, and in-house I encourage you. I have two calls today. And I'm going to pray over you at the altar. I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I have to pray over you. I want to ask all of those that are living with fear. Fear dominates your life. And you're like, today I'm going to walk away from this church knowing that having prayed at this altar, I'm going to see the things that are shadows to be shadows and not let it destroy me or keep me gripped in fear. And I'm also appealing to those who fear death. You know that you live your life fearful that you could die. It is appointed at one time for all to die, but death even is a shadow of things yet to come, which is heaven. So facing life means living in what God has given us, the privilege of hope and peace, and not letting the shadows, even in the valley, or even the valley of death, even none of that grip us. So as they sing just softly again, I want you to come to this altar. Let me pray over you and dismiss this service. It won't be more than a minute or two, but I want you to take a step to say, I know that I have some fear that grips me, and I've allowed it to control me, but I'm releasing it today. Father, standing at this altar in obedience are those who are saying, I want to break this hold of fear on my life. And God, the remainder of the congregation are saying, God, we are a family and we choose to stand with them and to see the power and the grip of fear broken. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now that that intimidating spirit would be released out of their life. That God, when they say the scripture, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That God, they will not fear what people think, not fear what people say, not fear the incidents around them, not fear what the future holds, not fear, oh God, Father, fear has gripped our nation. But in the name of Jesus, we speak life and hope and faith and a release and confidence in the Holy Ghost. That God, they would know the things that have gripped them are shadows of what You want in their life. But You said You will walk through it with us. So every step they take, let, Lord God, the faith arise. Let 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 faith arise in the name of Jesus. My God, I speak peace into their souls, peace in their life, peace in their journey, peace in their future, peace in their homes, peace in their workplace, peace in their mind. Every person at the altar, just put your hand on your head now. I speak peace into their mind, peace into their mind. In the name of Jesus, that God, that the enemy will not come and show them shadows to destroy them, but peace, let peace overwhelm each one. We declare it, We receive it. We thank you for it. For you are our God. And we bless them now. We bless them now. We bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.